Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. As kingdom believers who have a purpose because God intended us to be and God wanted us and he called us for his glory, he assigns his word to be fulfilled in our lives by his spirit. And as we submit to him, as we follow after him, after we pant for him, after we align for him, we see that demonstration in our life. We see that manifestation, line up and line, precept up and precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. When God chooses an individual, a nation, or a family for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He causes them to be those who are seen by others, that they see the favor of God walking and manifesting in their lives as they walk with him, as they move by faith. And that favor that we have is favor with God and man. We see that type of favor even with David. David, when he was running from Saul was in the cave of Adullam, 400 men came to him, and whatever was happening in their life, they forgot about it, and they joined with David, showing favor to him, saying that we're going to make what God said concerning your life be the manifestation and be that which is seen like never before. And so they brought not only themselves, but their resources to help that victory come to pass. And that victory was not only only David's victory, but theirs. We see this also with Abraham, where God allows him not to be killed by the king for him saying that Sarah was his sister, not his wife, that the king, God wouldn't allow the king or the men to touch him, and they blessed him. So we see that type of favor in God's life. God prepares us always for our tomorrow. He gets us ready for what he's going to do in our life. And we are not to be stiff-necked and like the Israelites that died in the desert, in the wilderness because of disobedience. We're supposed to be like the generation that submits to God, that agrees with God's word and will for our life, and allows that word and will for God from God, his plan to be that which is manifested in our life like never before. So we want that, and our submission and that process that we go through, that process that prepares us for our tomorrow, allows our faith to be genuine. It allows our faith, that which is more precious than gold and silver, to be that which is refined in us, that is proven in us, that makes us enduring and have an endurance that stays persistently in faith and alliance with God's will and word, that causes us to display that no matter what we face, that faith shows up when we're facing problems, when we're facing situations, and it says we believe and trust God. His will for our life is going to be done because of our faith in him, knowing that what God says is so because God said it. He cannot lie. He would never lie. He's not going to do a lie. He will never, ever, ever fail us. And so we can count on the word and the will of God and know that as we stand in faith, that faith that we have in him says we believe all that he said from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible also lets us know in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, knowing that he's our Lord and Savior, that he died for our sins, the Bible says that every promise of Abraham is ours because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And so we know that these promises and all that God wants to do in our life, that process, that favor place, that place where he's going to get the glory out of us, where he allows people to come and stand beside us and partner with us and be a resource to our lives, whether it's giving us information, opening up a door, or standing with us until we do everything that God says, then we know that God has favored us just like he did with Joseph. So we're going to talk a little bit in this time that is left about something that is that I want you to understand that God has got you. He has you, and you have to believe that he has you regardless of the things that you face and that regardless of the things that people may try to do openly. Some of them will do it openly, blatantly in your face. Some of them will do it behind your back. Some of them will do it with how they treat you and the things that they say. And you have to understand and know that because God has assigned something to you that is his divine will, it will come to pass. And I'm going to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And this is talking about David. And after David had come back from the Philistines, who had were fighting the Israelites, and David at this time was in their territory because Saul was chasing him. And there was a fight that the Philistines and the Israelites had, and the king of the Philistines did not want David to be a part of it. So David returns back to where he was camping out, and the Amalekites have come in and they've raided, and they've taken his kids, his wives, not only his, but those of his 400 men, his 600 men. They're taking their wives, their children, their possessions, all that they have. And so the men were so angry with David that they wanted to stone him. And they were talking about stoning him because they felt like if they had not gone to the Philistines to try to fight against Israel, which they knew he was not going to, then this wouldn't have happened, because during this time, it left the whole country open to any attack. And the Amalekites knew that this was the best time to raid. When you look at the very beginning of this chapter, you see that God told Saul to destroy them, and he did not. And because he did not, they grew stronger and stronger, and they came against and raided nations and people because they were not destroyed. And so that disobedience from Saul brought the result of them doing this, but God still was in control. He had the last say so. So we see that David consults God. He tells the priest to bring the ephod. He was determined to find out what the will of God was concerning this. David asked, "Shall I pursue them? And if I pursue them, shall I overtake them?" And he wanted to know what was the will of God concerning him. And God tells him, he says, "Pursue them, for you will surely overtake them without fail and recover all." And what I'm, the part that I want you to understand is when you least expect it, because David did not know which way the Amalekites were going to go, where they were camped at, what they were, their plans were. But God already knew, and he'd already set it up for David. They come upon a sick Egyptian slave that the Amalekites left behind to die. They did not believe in and value his life. They didn't value him, and they devalued life because they felt like they could go and get another slave. They could go and get someone else to take the slave's place instead of pouring into this slave and showing this slave a kindness and compassion and pouring into him to save his life. They left him without anything to die. But God didn't allow him to die because he was the resource that David was going to glean from to get the answers for what he needed to overtake the Amalekites. And so this slave, David finds him, David feeds him, gives him nourishment, and he asks him about who he is, where he came from. And this slave tells David everything that he needs to know. He tells him everything that he has to know for what they did, how many days the Amalekites raided, who they raided, what they raided, the Philistines, they raided Judah, and they raided Ziglag. And so he needed to know this information, and God preserved this Egyptian slave just for David. What I'm trying to get you to understand is no matter how bad it is, because David doesn't know where he's going, where he's going to get them at, but he knows that God says pursue. So he follows the instructions of God. God has a resource for David to glean from so that he can get the information that he needed. And David and his men rode all night long, got caught up with them And the Amalekites were eating, they were dancing, they were drinking, they were spread out all over that territory. And David and his men from dawn began to fight until the next day and overtake all of these people. And except for the ones who escaped on camel, they killed them and took all the possessions that they had taken from these three different places and their own possessions. And so I'm trying to get you to understand that when it looks the bleakest, when it looks like you don't have an answer, when it looks like you can't find the way or don't have resources, God will set up what someone else has tossed away, what someone has devalued, what someone thinks is not important, whether it's information, whether it's a person, whether it's an open door, whether it's someone that they've stepped on and said, I'm not going to need you because I'm going to keep going and doing what I want to do, and I'm not coming down, and their pridefulness makes them believe this. Whatever it is, God will set up something for you that someone else has devalued and rejected, that they might be a resource to glean from, resource that they will give you information, give you what you need, and you will go in and possess all that God says. God will let you overtake what the enemy thought that they had gotten away with. They thought they had this, the Amalekites thought they had this sealed because they had gotten away, and they thought, now we can celebrate because this is ours. But God let right before daybreak, right before dawn, be the place where it turned in the favor of David. The same way God did it for David, God can do it for you. He can do it for me. He will turn it in your favor, that what the enemy meant for your harm, for your demise, meant against you, God will turn it around, show you favor, and make it good for you. He will make you walk in and possess everything that the enemy thought you were going to lose, that the enemy thought that you could not keep, that the enemy thought you would not have, that he thought he would have bragging rights. But no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. The enemy will not get rich at your expense. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. God is going to make that weapon be that which you trample under feet from the enemy. He's going to give you what you need and the strength to go in and pursue it. Your heart won't fail you. Your mind won't fail you. God will strengthen you to do what seems impossible because your faith in him says, I believe God. I know he'll do it. I know he's going to turn it around. He hasn't brought me this far to leave me. He's going to lead and guide me. My steps are ordained for his purpose. It is his good pleasure to bless me. It is his good pleasure to walk me through this. It's his good pleasure to give me the victory. I'm a child of the king. He rejoices over me with singing and joy. So I'm not someone that he's not is regretting moving on and moving in my life with. He's saying, I'm rejoicing over you because I know the plans that I have for you. I know where I'm taking you and what I'm going to do in your life. And I'm not going to let the enemy who came in unaware, who came in when you didn't expect it, to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life. So what I have for you is an abundant place of eternal blessings, eternal relationship, eternal victory, that I'm going to show myself strong in your life as you trust me. David went into the presence of God, and you have to remember that when you're facing places in your life that do not look like God, what God said and the plan of God, you cannot go in your flesh. You cannot go in your emotions. You have to get in the presence of God and there until you see God move on your behalf, speak to you and tell you what you're supposed to do. Because when God says, go, pursue, overtake, he's saying, I've set something up for you. Expect to see my salvation. Expect to see my hand. Expect to see my goodness, even in the midst of an unlikely place where you don't know exactly how you're going to do it, but you know it's going to turn out in your favor because God says you're going to overtake. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Know that you have been made more than a conqueror. Know that you are victorious, that God be for you, and he's more than the whole world against you, regardless of what's going on in your life. Know that the plan and the purpose of God will never fail. Align yourself to his truth and know that he is working out for your good. Until the next time, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh,
Lord.